Speaking in Berlin, the leaders of Germany, France and Poland say their common goal is to prevent a war in Europe. The French president had just flown in from Kiev, where he met his Ukrainian counterpart. Hoda Abdelhamid has more.
It was the first visit by a French president in 24 years. Emmanuel Macron in Kiev after holding a five-hour marathon meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Monday.
Our goal for coming weeks and months is to have a stabilization of the situation and to kickstart through new guarantee mechanisms a lasting de-escalation. In this context, the cool-headedness you have shown, the restraint that all parties have shown in word and deed, are essential.
France also pledged $1.3 billion to help stabilize the economy, signing deals to improve some of the infrastructure around the country. But with no sign of de-escalation yet, Ukraine continues to prepare for the worst-case scenario. Ukrainian troops are to hold military drills around the country starting February 10th, the same day Russia and Belarus are due to start phase two of their joint exercises. The Ukrainian military will be displaying some of the weaponry received from NATO members. Its army has grown from 6,000 to nearly 150,000 combat-ready troops. And the country has also upgraded its own military industry.
Yes, we can cover our needs when it comes to anti-tank weapons for land, air and mobile units. We also produce several types of tactical weapons.
But for now, it's diplomacy that is prevailing, even though President Zelensky is being cautious, dampening perhaps a little of the optimism shown by Emmanuel Macron.
I don't trust words in general. Every politician's sincerity appears in their specific steps. In our case, the sincerity is de-escalation. I believe that Putin has everything to do this, especially as this person is very sincere, as I understand. I don't know an entity in Europe who would be able to put strong pressure on Russia. The occupation of our country is still not happening.
It seems all parties have agreed to continue talking. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Kiev.